You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Remember the Game is brought to you by my website, abcomedy.net. As you may or may not know, I'm a comedian by night. And as much as I love talking about old video games, telling jokes is how I actually pay my bills. So please check out my website. In addition to old episodes of this podcast, you'll find my blog, videos of my stand-up, all of my upcoming shows, and my contact information. If you need a comedian for your next fundraiser, corporate event, house party, whatever you got going on, hit me up. Again, it's abcomedy.net. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe to it. Please leave us a good review. And most importantly, please tell a friend. I'd really appreciate it. There'll be a new episode every single Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for the support. I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Remember the Game, my retro gaming podcast, where every week a buddy of mine and I sit down and geek out about a game from back in the day. My name is Adam Blank. Thank you guys so much for coming back or checking us out for the first time. This week, episode 29, a newcomer to the podcast, my buddy Patrick is in the house, and we talk about Battletoads and Battle Maniacs for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. I do believe it went to the Sega later, but everyone I knew played it on the Super Nintendo. That music, man, holy fuck. This game, for my money, might be the only 16-bit era game with better tunes than Mega Man X, the Mega Man X series. Like, the music is so fucking good. Just listening to that. This is one of those games that, like, I have played a million times. I've never finished it. We'll get more into it in a minute in the podcast. It's Battletoads. Even if you've never played a Battletoads, if you know anything about retro gaming, you know that they're notoriously hard. I don't think I know anyone that's ever finished a Battletoads game, at least not without Game Genie or Game Shark or Codes or something. But it's awesome. And that fucking music. I have two more killer tracks from this song queued up to come up later in the podcast too. So even if you guys don't like the sound of my voice, you're in for a real treat. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have not checked it out yet, you guys know this is the part where I ramble for a few minutes before I get to the game. We launched a website about a week and a half ago, rememberthegamepodcast.com, and seeing some traction. Thank you guys so much. If you're looking for any old episodes of the podcast, they're all there, all with breakdowns of what that game is about. You can search by console. You can search for a specific title. It's pretty neat. I do plan on starting to put some retro gaming centric blogs up there as well. I haven't yet. It's just been a busy week with my life outside of the podcast, but I will. So thanks a lot. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Member the Game, just like Remember the Game, but with LDR and E at the front. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/rememberthegame. So check us out. That's kind of neat if you want. We follow back anyone that follows us. Love to have you guys. And as you know, I've been trying to read reviews and things like that that people have been leaving me. And actually this week, the review slash comment is going to come from Instagram. And it's cool because like the first few that I read are really nice, but they're from people I know. You know, they're buddies of mine from outside. A couple of them have actually been guests on the podcast. I got one from someone that I don't know, and I just really thought that was cool that someone that I have no relationship with whatsoever took the time to just reach out and say something nice. So this is on Instagram, and I'm sorry if I fuck up your name like I'm probably about to do. It's Bakuryu the Mole, B-A-K-U-R-Y-U the Mole. Sent me a message just on one of my posts and just said, your podcast is great. I've been listening to some of the episodes this week on Stitcher. Keep up the good work and keep them coming. So thank you so much, man or girl. I really, really appreciate that. Give them a follow back. Let's have a nice little community here where we're all friends. And if you like the show, I'd really appreciate it. Leave me a review or a comment somewhere. Or even if you hate the show, I'll read them. I don't care. Just like leave me some, but don't give it a bad review. Give it a good review on like iTunes and stuff. But you can leave a bad comment. I'll read that. Traffic is still up, man. I mentioned it last week that our traffic has been going up and we're still maintaining. We're at just under 100% increase over the past 2 weeks of downloads, which is awesome to me. And last week I said that we were around 600 downloads over the last month. And now we're just on the tails of 800 downloads over the last month. Not enough to sell giant sponsorships, but enough that it's really motivational to me and really wants me to keep, encourages me to keep going. So I know I say it literally every episode, a half a dozen times, but thank you all so much for listening and sharing and all the stuff that you guys do. It really, really appreciate it. And I'm glad that everyone else is having as much fun, listening to it as I am. If you're new to the podcast, this is episode 29. We've got some great old episodes. Check them out. There'll be something there for everybody. And I have some really cool episodes coming up. There's no shortage of games to talk about. The show isn't going anywhere fucking anytime soon. So thanks a lot, you guys. As far as what I have been playing over the last 7 days since the last time I talked to you guys, I have played pretty much exclusively Mother 3. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, a buddy of mine hooked me up with a copy of Mother 3 for the Game Boy Advance and a Game Boy Advance SP for my birthday as a late birthday present. And it is the English translated version. I know it's not official and legal and stuff like that. Nintendo, give us the game and I will buy it. I promise. I'm adoring it. I'm about 25 hours in. No spoilers whatsoever. Just telling you that I love it. And as someone that would easily put Earthbound in probably my 10 favorite games of all time, this one's going toe-to-toe with it so far. Again, I do want to do an episode on it at a later point, so I won't get into details. But there's a couple of gameplay mechanics, or characters, I should say, not mechanics. A couple of characters in it, and a couple of, like, they touch on a couple of social issues, I guess you'd say, social classes. There's a little sexuality and things like that in it. And maybe I'm starting to wonder if this is why we haven't seen a Western release in the English version of this game. I wonder if Nintendo is just a little bit concerned with the backlash they would see in it in 2019. And I don't think they're doing anything wrong. They're not going out to offend anybody or hurt anybody. But I could see how, especially in today's society, some people might get a little bit bent out of shape over it. But it's available online if you're an Earthbound fan. Now that I intend on finishing it before next week's episode. 1,000,000,000% recommended. It's really good. I can't tell you how fun it is to hear some of the old music and run into some of the old bad guys and the smash attacks and the U1 graphic with those funky backgrounds and battles and the rolling hit point counters. And it's like an old friend, but with a new coat of paint, and I'm really enjoying it. So, to my friend that gave me it, again, thank you so much, man. One of the coolest gifts I've ever received. And, if you're an Earthbound fan, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. That's enough. That's enough rambling, I think. We're going to get to this week's episode of the podcast. Like I mentioned off the top, this week we're talking Battletoads and Battle Maniacs. It originally came out in North America in June of 1993. This is one of those games I never owned as a kid, but would rent all the time. I had friends that owned it. I know my buddy, two of my childhood buddies, Daniel and Rob, are probably listening to this if you are. I remember playing this game at your house infinite times. We used to go to the park and play Battletoads. I never really had a great connection, or I don't have a long relationship with the original NES version, but the SNES of Battletoads, but the Super Nintendo one is awesome. And it's hard as hell. I've never beaten it. I probably never will. But I was really jacked to talk about this week, to talk about the game this week on the podcast. I'm going all over the place here. Like I said, newcomer to the show, a buddy of mine, Patrick, is in the house. So I hope you guys enjoy this week's episode. They can't all be Chrono Triggers or Tony Hawk's. Battletoads is awesome. They've got their own little niche legacy in the video game world. So I hope you guys enjoy this week's episode. If anything, you are going to hear some absolutely incredible music from back in the day. So with that said, cue the music. It should be on right now, and I am going to shut the hell up and get to a conversation with Patrick about Zits, Rash, Pimple, and Battletoads and Battle Maniacs on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Check it out, guys. Here we go. If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses in offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Buddy, let's get this thing going. Patrick McGrath, welcome back. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Today we are going to dip into, I don't know how popular this game is going to be as far as people being like, oh yeah, I played that as a kid. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you right now, man, this is probably in my 10 favorite games from my childhood.
Yeah.
And that is Battletoads in Battle Maniacs from Super Nintendo. Did you play the original NES Battletoads and stuff?
Yeah, I played Battletoads and then the Battletoads Double Dragon.
Sure, I was going to ask about that one too. Yeah. And they're both okay.
They set the base for what this game became.
Agreed, yeah. And like really, like when you play the Super Nintendo one, it like at times it really is just an HD remake of the original.
Yeah.
Like the levels are very similar.
They kept a lot of the same stuff. Even I have both of the Game Boy versions as well. And it's the same stuff. It's the same, like, they keep basically the same thing over and over.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's basically what it is. But this is absolutely the definitive version.
Yeah,
like, and I agree. First and foremost, these games are hard as fuck.
Yeah.
These games are notorious for how hard they are, which, like, Because I really enjoy hard games. Like, mm-hmm. I get irritated when the controls are bad, and that's why I'm dying.
Yeah.
But if a game is just designed well, but it's hard, I like, those are my favorite.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that comes from my love of this game.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. I've never finished this game.
I have not. No, I haven't. I watched the ending, but I realized I had not beaten it.
It's borderline impossible. Yeah. And keeping in mind that, like, that was back in the day with those save states and stuff, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, nowadays, like, I have it on my SNES Classic. I hacked. Yeah. I haven't played it since I put it on there. Yeah. I'm tempted to give it another shot with save states.
Yeah.
But, the game's vicious.
It is. It's rough. Yeah.
But you know what? And I think maybe people would argue with me on this. I don't feel it's rough in a cheap way.
No.
You know?
No. Like, it's... You can learn to beat the system on it.
That's it. It's the epitome of practice makes perfect. Yeah. Is one of those games.
It's a mixture of, like, beat 'em up and then timing-based reaction mm-hmm. stuff.
So, it... So the other episode you and I have recorded today was Earthworm Jim. And I feel like this game and Earthworm Jim have a lot of similarities in the sense of, like, the graphics in both are beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. You know, like, it's
the sprites are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Battletoad, like, I feel like playing the, because I never played the NES version till I mm-hmm. played this one. And right. Then I went back and played the NES one. And I'm like, I can see what they were trying to do with the NES one.
Yeah.
But this one looks so much better.
Yeah, they really, like, ramped up the kind of the 90s aspect of it. In like, when you're fighting guys and you get to the last hit and they exaggerate the hit. So if it's like a headbutt, it's that. The giant set of ram horns yeah. or the giant boot or the big hammer fist or whatever. Yeah. And they had those in the first couple, but not as exaggerated as they were.
Like, literally, like, so and I looked this up to make sure I got their names all right. As I knew it was Pimple, Zitz, and Rash.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember who was who. So Zitz is the one that gets kidnapped in this one.
Yeah.
And it's that Battletoads 101 is one of the three of them gets kidnapped and then the other two have to go save them. They're a terrible team, really. Yeah. So this time you get to play as Pimple or Rash. Pimple is this big jacked monster of a guy. Yeah. And then Rash is the little, and you know what? I was a little, I mean, it's easy to say now in hindsight, like, the game's 20-some years old. I thought it would have been cool if Pimple had really played as a bigger, slower, less hits to kill a guy, and Rash was quicker. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But that said, they basically play the same.
They have different end hit animations,
yeah.
But that's about it.
That's about it. But, like, and like you said, those animations are so rad. Like, with Pimple, when he goes for his final hit on a guy, he does that headbutt, and, like, he gets these two, like, the set of, like, ram horns that literally fill, like, 3/4 of the screen.
It's, like, almost bigger than the character is.
Yeah. And, like, it's satisfying to land that big hit at the end, you know?
Even those big boot kicks that you do are great. Yeah.
When you, like, guys dash when they're down, and then boot a guy, it's a very satisfying way to kill it. It's not, like, I mean, like, Turtles in Time is the definitive beat 'em up.
Absolutely.
Not just on the SNES, but probably ever.
Yeah, it's the greatest arcade game of all time.
Fucking rights. Come at us. I don't care. but that said, like, there's no big over-the-top animation. Like, when you kill a guy, you just hit him a few times, he falls over, he blows up. This one, I really enjoy killing bad guys.
You know you're
done
with an enemy.
Yeah. And likewise, when they hit you, like, those in that first world, because that first world's like that hell world.
Mm-hmm.
And those fucking, the big, like, the dark pigs that come in and jump on you.
Yeah.
And when they land on you, they flatten you and kill, like, 3/4 of your health.
It's vicious.
But it's, you know what? It doesn't bother, because I'm like, that's fair play. Yeah. I'm like, if I can hit you with these giant bullhorns and kill you, then you
should have been able to get away from that.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like that's one of the cool aspects about Battletoads is, it, like you said, it really does teach you, like, honestly, I bet you if you've never played it and you turned it on, you're not beating the first level.
No.
You won't make it.
And as a kid, I pretty much didn't. You know, like, between how unforgiving the health, like, how enemies take, how much health enemies take, and the one complaint I have about the controls is there's a little bit of kind of a gliding movement to the move, and it causes you to jump, fall off the map a lot.
Yeah.
And they're very unforgiving. It's just, like, dead. And you can do it over and over. You could waste an entire continue just, like, 3 times off the same when they introduce those little bridges and stuff.
Yeah.
You can get fucked real
those
easy.
Those bridges where the fire comes along and destroys it, and you're fucked.
Like, and there's a guy waiting for you at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. To knock you back. And you're right. It's brutally unforgiving. Yeah. Almost like it sucks you in if you're near.
Even just fighting that first, like, giant pig boss is hard enough.
Yeah. Dude, but I love that giant pig boss. So, like, that first world, like, I love the skeleton villains because I think they look rad.
Yeah.
The pigs are cool. They just are a pain in the ass, those big ones. But then the final boss of the first level, or the boss of the first level, is this like humongous rock pig.
Yeah.
And what I love about fighting that boss is as you're hitting him, rocks are falling off of him. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's such a, again, the polish, you know what I mean? And then when you finally beat him, he explodes and then the rock head is just laying there, the pig. I think that's rad. But you're right. This, it is the epitome of like trial, like practice and practice.
Yeah.
Cause I'm straight up, I'll admit it. Like, I played this game so much as a kid, like, I was at a point where I could beat that first level without dying once. No problem.
Yeah.
Like, just cruise through it. Because I knew where every bad guy was. I knew where to stand as they were going to come into the map. Remember, there was the parts where the two doors would come up in the background?
Yeah.
And then the key was to stand exactly in the middle.
Yeah.
And then as two pigs would walk out of each door, you'd hit attack, and
you
you'd
do the,
do that
the
dual
double.
Punch and like, get rid of both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
And the key to that game is defense is the best offense.
Yeah.
You need to know how to avoid attacks because you're right. They are so unforgiving with how much health they take.
And be prepared for the environmental damage. In that first level alone, there's parts where the map just opens up and you'll just fall into it.
It's cheap. Yeah. Like if you don't know it's there, it's cheap. But like once you know it's there, it's so easy to avoid. I love that first level. This is another one of those games I fucking adore the music in.
Yeah.
You know, and that that fucking first level is I love the graphics. It's like you're in hell.
Yeah.
You're literally playing in hell, I think. But it's perfect. So then
So what you're doing, what the story is Professor T-Bird has created like a virtual world that you can enter and fight in and stuff.
Yeah.
And as he's explaining that, it's like some sort of pig Grim Reaper comes through the screen and steals.
It's like so the way I understood it from looking into it is the like the corporation that was financing this fucking portal that T-Bird is building.
Yeah.
It's his daughter.
That's right.
The owner of the corporate's daughter or something.
Yeah.
So then
she gets taken and then Zitz, right? It's Zitz.
Zitz. Yeah.
He just runs after her and gets captured instantly. Like,
yeah.
Without a fight.
Way to fight. Way to be Zitz. So then Pimple and Rash
are left to deal with it.
Are left to go save. And you know what? Something else too is these games are, I at least in my opinion, infinitely easier alone. Like Battletoads, I feel like Battletoads is not designed to play two player.
Yeah, with the environmental damage and stuff, I find like the camera really needs to be stuck on one person.
Yeah.
They were fun to play, and this is like the memories I have were playing with my friend.
Sure.
But it is much easier to play by yourself.
Yeah, if you want to play a two-player, go have a good time, but if you want to try to beat it, which you won't, then...
And this is one of those games, I never understood this, like with Double Dragon and these like side-scrolling beat-em-ups, is they have the option to do like two-player with friendly fire, like team damage. And that it makes the game impossible.
It
like,
there's no,
I mean, it's
it
realistic,
impossible.
But I mean, who's choosing that over... Like, the game's hard enough as it is.
Yeah, unless you're a sick fuck. Yeah. Or you want to fight each other.
I guess.
A pair of brothers and your parents tell you to settle it on Battle.
Right, yeah.
And I can't remember if Battle Maniacs was like this, but I know in the original NES one, if a player ran out of lives, then you had to continue and start over. But then the second player only had the lives they had left. And so, like, say you and I were playing two-player, and I got game over, and you had one life left. Now we have to restart, but now you only have one life.
Oh, I don't think so.
I know the NES one was like that because it made
me
insane.
I feel like they pool lives, though. If you die early, I think you can take lives from my character to keep coming back.
It doesn't. Don't play a two-player. Play alone. It doesn't matter.
The only thing, single player, I wish you had the ability to switch between Pimple and Rash.
Too.
You don't. You just get defaulted to Pimple.
Yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't let you. Because I like Rash better. I just think he looks cooler.
Yeah, and see, I always thought Pimple looked cooler, so it was really easy for me and my friend. He liked Rash. I liked Pimple.
Sure.
So it was much easier. But another game, this is a game that like you could draw all the characters, which was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did. Yeah. It was so like... And we'll get back to the whole game in a second. Battletoads is fucking weird because Battletoads is like, it's so blatantly a Ninja Turtle ripoff.
Yeah.
Right? Like so the Ninja Turtles are these giant fucking mutated turtles that do karate. And the Battletoads, they never really explain the origin. I don't know the origin
of
Battletoads.
Not that I'm aware of,
But basically the Battletoads are these fucking giant toads that do fighting. It's like there's like they're playing,
there's
like
three instead of four.
Right. And I don't understand. And the games are good. They're ridiculously difficult. Mm-hmm. I don't get how Battletoads has stood the test of time. Like, a new Battletoads game hasn't come out forever, but they got released in They were released in a game not long ago. They were like a additional character of something on one of the systems.
Really?
Yeah, and now it's fucking... I'm going to have to look it up while we talk. But there was like a game that came out, and on each of the three, like on PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo, each game had a different character added to it.
It wasn't Mortal Kombat?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And it's so weird that like they haven't had a game forever.
Or maybe a Soul Calibur or something.
And for some reason, my gut is saying Shovel Knight.
Oh, okay.
But sorry, guy. I know this isn't great podcasting, but I'll get... So, apparently some 4chan users began prank calling GameStop and other video games.
Do you not know about this?
No.
Oh my God. So this adds to like a whole other layer of why I love this franchise. So outside of like playing this as a kid, there became this thing, and I'm not entirely certain on the origin of it. I know it was a 4chan thing where people would call GameStops and they would ask for Battletoads, and they would just like record the reactions. And actually, when I was in high school, I worked at an EB Games, and one of the things we had to do as part of this like store training is we had to call other stores in Canada and kind of quiz the people as if you're a customer and score them on it. And so what I would do is I just fuck around on it, and I would just continually call people and ask for Battletoads. And this was before I think it had really hit a lot of like a lot of people didn't know what I was doing, so they'd be searching for this game that does not exist. But there's this whole, like, if you get into Battletoads, there's this whole thing about this calling and asking for Battletoads.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
It became, I think people were claiming there was one coming out for the Wii, if I remember correctly, at one time. yeah, really stupid, but just it was a really funny thing to, like, bring life back to that franchise for a minute.
It's so weird. So just, I found it. It was Shovel Knight. So each version of Shovel Knight on a different system had a bonus boss encounter, and on the Xbox One and PC versions, it was the Battletoads.
Okay, cool.
And then I guess Rash was also added to Killer Instinct on the Xbox One.
That's what it was, yeah, Killer Instinct.
That's cool. Yeah. And apparently they have a new game coming out next year, in 2019, but we'll
Battletoads?
See.
Battletoads?
Apparently on Windows and Xbox One.
Is it not a 4chan prank?
I don't know. Microsoft announced a new game that will feature three player. We'll see.
Cool.
The franchise hasn't done a lot.
No.
But it's still, for some reason, it's the epitome of a cult classic franchise in video games, right? Like, everyone that played Battletoads likes it for some reason.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because the ripping off Turtles works.
I think so, for sure. You know? Like, you know, it's these giant anthropomorphic...
They just look cool.
Toads.
Right? Yeah. And there was so many of these things back then. Like, there was, like, I mean, we talked about Earthworm Jim. There was the Battletoads. There was fucking the Samurai Pizza Cats. There was the Biker Mice from Mars. Oh, remember? Like, just all these stupid animals that are fucking fighting and shit. But Battletoads is the one that kind of...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly... I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame.
Stuck.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you get back to the game, it's like I said, the first level you're in the fucking lava thing, you fight the pigs and it's cool. And then the second level, much like the first game, you're getting lowered through this giant tree.
Which are my least favorite levels.
Me too.
Yeah.
Basically you're getting lowered through this giant tree on these like I don't even
you're
know
like
what you
repelling
call it.
Down to, yeah, yeah, I don't
on
know.
On like a platform basically. And you're trying to avoid like hornets. And there's these weird like
snake skull things
that are in this fucking tree, and there's spikes everywhere.
Yeah.
And you're getting and like
What? Oh yeah, and there's fucking the guys with the fans that blow you into yeah, the spikes. So yeah. And it's so hard because you have to, because you said, and you mentioned it earlier, slippy is a good way to put it. The controls are so fucking slippy.
Yeah.
It's like always being in an ice level. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so you're getting lowered through this tree, and these spikes are on one half of the level, and there's these giant rats with fans on the other half.
That's right.
Blowing you toward the spikes. So you need to be tapping the button to move close enough to the rats without touching them.
Yeah.
And you also can't touch the spikes. And then instantly the fan won't be blowing you anymore. And if you don't let go of the directional pad that second, you will shoot yourself into the spikes on the other side.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
So fucking hard.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the level, you have to steer them through these spikes and the game goes.
It's very tight.
Motors.
Yeah.
And you basically have to know the route off by heart or you'll die.
Yeah.
Like, you have to. Yeah. That's my girlfriend and she's like, you fucking nerds. I'm like, we're talking Battletoads. Do what? Yeah, there she goes. not interested. So that level is hard.
Yeah.
But again, cool animations. They add the stuff like the giant fist. Like you can swing at guys with the giant fist and hit them and stuff. Like
I did like you could grab onto the side level and kick that little platform at guys. Yeah,
I forgot that move made
it really easy to deal with a lot of guys.
That was so rad. Yeah. You could grab the wall, the one side of the tree and kick your platform to the other side.
Yeah.
That's an innovative attack.
Yeah.
Like that's really
that was
cool.
The best way to deal with those weird like neck stretching skull guys.
Yeah. Because if you got close, it was cheap. In the collision, you couldn't tell how they were hitting you, but they were hitting you over and over and over again. So you get through the tree and then you get to play the bonus level, which I fucking loved as a kid.
Yeah. It reminded me, it was again, like they pretty much, a lot of this was, I felt just ripped from like Turtles in Time. So you have like the sideways kind of surfing type level.
It was.
Yeah. It felt very much like the sewer surfing levels.
It was, but instead of making sense and surfing through a sewer, you're on a checker sliding across a giant chessboard.
Getting bowling pins.
Yeah. And it makes no sense whatsoever. But I like, honestly, I would have loved it if they had put an option where you could just play the bonus level for like a high score. Cause it was, I really enjoy playing that.
And I think that has to go with the story. Like the only explanation for that is like you're in this virtual game world.
Mm-hmm.
Cause even like Professor T-Bird will be like, now it's time to get some lives. And you're like playing the bonus level or whatever.
And that's cool. I like that too, how T-Bird talks to you between levels and stuff like that.
Just that one animation of him typing on a computer.
But he'll be like, all right, Toads, let's go. Blah, blah, blah. It gives you a little pep talk, you know? So you do the bonus level where you can't die and you get lives, which are an absolute godsend.
Yeah.
And you need them. Because the next level is like
arguably the worst part of the franchise.
Are the speed bike levels
every
in
game.
Battletoads? They have to be. If you made a list of the 10 most infamous levels in the history of video games, the Battletoads speed bike levels would have been on that list. They have
Beyond
to be
frustrating,
right? Yeah. They are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, this is one of my proudest gaming achievements. I have beat the speed bike levels.
I think this is about as far as I get.
This is as far as everybody. Yeah. Like the amount of repetition it takes to like, so it starts out pretty basic, you know? It's honestly, at the early going, the only thing that's hard about the speed bike levels is those fucking parts where you have to hit the ramp and bounce over the brains or whatever the fuck it is in the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to tell if you've hit the ramp just right. And then the only way to make the jump is to push your bike all the way to the front of the screen.
Yeah.
And so you fucking, you push your, and because the screen's moving on its own, you have to push yourself right up against the front of the screen. And then as soon as you land, peel it back.
Peel back.
Because otherwise you don't know what's coming.
The next thing is coming up. Yeah. The next wall is coming. Or
yeah. So those to me are for the first three quarters of the level, the hardest part are those fucking speed. Oh yeah. Because then there's also one part where you go off a ramp, you push yourself up to the front of the stage, but then there's going to be another ramp.
Yeah.
And if you're right up against the front of the stage, you'll overshoot it and die. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's nothing more than repetition. Yeah. It's all it is. It's like learning to play a guitar. Yeah. You have to learn where everything's going to be.
One thing, when I look back at this game critically, like when I first thought about it, I was like, that's just like a perfect game. Like, it's so great. And then as I kind of look back and started looking at some of the levels, really the first level is like the best part of the game where it's like that side-scrolling beat-em-up. And then the rest is just these like... coming from the top down, or these speed bike levels that are so fucking aggravating.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So you do the fucking speed bikes, and then what eventually happens is they start blinking, telling you like, hey, there's walls coming up here, up there. And when they first start, they're really slow. It's perfect. It's classic video games where they're going to start you out by introducing it. You'll see what's coming. But then it gets to the point where like literally it's fucking up, down,
it's
up, down, up,
down.
Down.
You're just constantly
and
moving.
You're literally just rocking your thumb back and forth on the D-pad and you have to stay basically dead center or you'll die.
Mm-hmm.
it's stupid. But if you do beat it, then the next level is you ride these giant snakes. and you're right. Like it's because I love this game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it a good review because I love it.
Yeah.
It is kind of frustrating because when you think of playing Battletoads, like to me, the coolest part is beating up bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
You're these two badass toads with these and giant
killing animations.
There's
not that much of it in the game.
There really isn't. Like
it
the first
becomes
level,
a lot of these reactionary.
Yeah.
Type get through, dodge everything.
It's like, and I have no problem with level variety and throwing mm-hmm. things in,
mm-hmm.
but it gets to the point where you're like, okay, I just want to fight some bad guys.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and that's what I'm saying. Like thinking back critically on the game,
yeah.
it really is a beat 'em up for only a small portion of it.
Yeah. I never thought of that till yeah. you said it. And then I'm like, yeah, cause the first level is nothing but beat 'em up.
Yeah.
Second level, you're beating up, but you're on these platforms and a yeah. scrolling level.
It kind of like degrades into less and less of a beat 'em up.
Yeah.
Cause even as you get, like to the snake, there's as far as I remember, no fighting in that snake part. It's just dodging. It's just like it reminds me of those later levels in Super Mario World where you're like sitting on something
yeah.
and you got to like jump over like those lava levels or like later on the castle levels.
That's exactly what I thought. Yeah. I like the moving brick platforms.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, except that it's these fucking giant snakes that come from everywhere.
Spike balls.
And there's spike balls everywhere, and there's spikes all on the bottom yeah. of the floor. And the key is to jump from snake to snake, grab the hold of the snake as they're going up to ride mm-hmm. them up and everything. But you basically have to know where every spike ball
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so like you end up going from one wall to the other. They go in and out of these holes. And then as the one snake is kind of nearing the end, you kind of start to panic. But you got to understand either the snake's going to come out from the bottom or above you.
Yeah.
And you got to try and grab onto it yeah. or drop down onto it. And it's insane.
And that's where the panic sets in is, yeah, because the snake you're on is about to disappear. And you don't yeah. know where the next thing is to yeah. go. And like, honestly, it hits a point where like the snake you're on will shoot into the wall going left. And then you have to jump. At the
to
very last second,
yeah,
yeah. To the next one above you, yeah. or suddenly one will shoot out below you.
Yeah,
but if you didn't jump at the last second, you've already fallen and died. Like it.
Yeah, and then there'll be some parts where it'll just be fast snakes, like
yeah.
like way faster than it should be.
It it's honest because the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, fuck this game.
Yeah, right.
It,
yeah,
it's fun, and it's just you're right. Like I never thought of it that way,
yeah.
but you're right. It becomes less and less of a beat 'em up
even as
you get
to the final boss. It's just another one of those coming from the down top going down, but it's just a get past everything. You're just going through the slots, falling through the floor,
yeah.
Until you get to the boss, and that's when you fight. But
it, so this gets back to the point I was making earlier. I don't understand because I'm guilty of this. I'm in the camp. I don't get why this game is the cult, like this series,
yeah.
is the cult classic with the following that it is because
yeah,
they're
I don't
they're,
know.
The characters aren't memorable. They're stupid. Like I
they
like
really
them,
aren't. Yeah.
but they're stupid.
One, it's just like what sets any of them apart is like a slight palette swap, and then one of them has sunglasses.
Yeah, Zitz, Pimple, and Rash.
Yeah.
They're from that classic 90s gross out.
Yeah.
Edgy gross out yeah. humor. The controls are decent. The animation is great. The mm-hmm. graphics and animation
the
are great.
The sprites are fantastic, yeah.
Music yeah. is amongst my favorite mm-hmm. on the Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
But the game isn't that good. And so it's like, yeah. it's not. So I'm yeah. like, why do we all love it so
yeah.
much?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
And the thing is like, I'll ask you, I know personally, I don't know a single retro gamer that hates Battletoads.
No, not that I can think of either. Like everybody either remembers it as being like, yeah, it's the hardest shit game, but they think fondly of it. And that's how I always felt. But then I think if you go back with a critical eye, you realize like it's not, it's really good in the beginning, but it's not overall a very great game.
No, it's got some faults, but I don't know, man. I love
it. But
it
doesn't stop me from loving it as much as I ever did.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like maybe part of it too is like from that era, you know, and I've mentioned it on here before, there were games that like you got what you got. You got what you got for Christmas
yeah.
or for your birthday or whatever. And that was all you really had other than mm-hmm. what you rented, right? And so, like, when I think of, like one of the games I owned as a kid that I played the shit out of was The Simpsons versus Bart versus the Space Mutants
yeah.
on NES.
And that's a hard game.
It is. And I've beaten that game.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that, but I'm like, it's not a good game
it's
at
not,
all.
No.
I just, that was what I owned.
Even, like, Bart's Nightmare is a tough game, and it's, like,
very tough.
I remember playing that a lot. It was a game I rented a lot, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. But it was what you had to play.
Yeah.
So you played it. And I feel like that with Battletoads, I'm like, if I bought that game today, if I never played Battle Maniacs and then they released it on fucking Switch or something
yeah.
and I paid $10 for it and bought it, I'd probably play it for a few hours and be like, this is fucking stupid.
It really banks on being hard because on a playthrough where you don't die, it can be done in like half an hour.
Sure. And the thing is like games today have figured out how to be hard but fair.
Yeah.
You know, like one of my favorite games of this gen is Celeste. I adore that game. And that game is designed to kill you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. But it's okay because it's not cheap the way they do it. You're like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Whereas Battletoads is just cheap. It's cheap. I don't want to say bad game design because I don't necessarily think the design is bad. It's just cheap. It's just all repetition.
It's just unforgiving. It's just pattern. It's pattern control. It's just learning those patterns over and over. But it tricks you in the start. You're like, this is going to be a beat 'em up, because the other two Battletoads and Battletoads Double Dragon are just straight beat 'em up.
Yeah.
It's either that like three-quarter aerial kind of view where you get to choose between the Battletoads and just beating the shit out of things. And they had like weapons and stuff. And I think it drew a little bit more off the Double Dragon kind of feel and franchise, and then they expanded into this other thing where they tried to expand on the ideas that they had before with the speed bikes and whatnot. But it just doesn't. I always thought of the game as being like a side-scrolling beat 'em up, just on the same level as like Turtles.
Me
and
too.
It really isn't. It's just that first level is really all it is.
The last 25 minutes have made me realize it's not what I thought it was. But that said, I still love it.
I do.
If that report is true and there really is a new Battletoads game coming out
next year, I'd be interested to see.
I'd be interested.
I'm like, on board for sure.
And I don't know why, because I know I'll just get mad at the speed bikes, but that's fine. Uh-huh. Do you have anything else to say about Battletoads, buddy?
No, fuck the speed bikes.
Fuck the speed bikes. You know what? I want to play it now just to see.
Yeah.
Patrick, what would you give Battletoads in Battle Maniacs out of 10?
Critically thinking about it, I'd say it's like a 6.5.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
You know what?
I love it. It doesn't stop me from how much I love it, but like I can't go in and be like, it's a perfect game, because going back, it really isn't.
No. Honestly, 25 minutes ago, I would have given this game a 9.
Yeah, when we sat down before we talked about it. Yeah, for sure.
I'll go 7, as I love it, and I'll always love it.
Yeah, I will, for sure.
But it's fucking cheap. It's cheap, but it's not fair. Perfect. Dude, Zitz, Pimple, and Rash. Dumb names. Thanks for talking Battletoads.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for ruining part of my childhood with your critical analysis, Patrick. Good job, buddy. That is going to do it for episode 29, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Patrick, thank you so much for coming over and nerding out with me. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you've never played a Battletoads game, they're available. I think the original is available on the Rare Replay compilation game disc thing. Good start, Adam. It's available on the Xbox One on Rare Replay. There's ROMs and stuff available. I don't know. Check it out. Don't spend a ton of money on them, because you'll never beat it, but they're really fun games. They're good beat-em-ups. For Turtle knockoffs, the Battletoads are pretty rad. You guys, like I mentioned before, we have a website. If you're interested, you can hit us up at rememberthegamepodcast.com. Find all of our old episodes there. They're searchable. It's easy to work. There's an emailing list you can sign up for to find out when I post a new blog or a new episode. Find us on your favorite podcast provider or on YouTube. Please throw us a good review. We'd really appreciate it. I'm going to read comments. I'm reading reviews here on the web, I suck at this. On the podcast every single week. And my goal is to hit 1,000 downloads a month. And we're almost there. I can't thank you all enough for all the shares, all the love you guys are throwing my way. Let's keep this thing going and keep on gaming, you guys. My name is Adam Blank. I am going to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. I'll be back next week with episode 30. I already know which game it's going to be. It's a game a lot of you have probably played, and you're probably going to like the episode. Or maybe you won't. I don't know. You can tell by the end of the episode I'm just rambling, right? I'm going to shut up. I'll play a little Mario World exit and get out of here. Thanks for listening, you guys. I'll talk to you again in 7 days. Cheers. Yeah.